You've done a lot of things. I mean, you've acted a bit. You've sang. Well, you are a singer. That's like the main thing that you do. But I mean, you're kind of a little bit of like a social media personality. You do all these different things. How difficult is it to manage all of those things simultaneously?
Well, I must admit, it's pretty exhausting, as with any career. And it's, you know, I think it's really. It boils down to time maintenance.
So can you just take us through your average day, kind of like put that theory to the test, how you manage your time so well?
Yes. One of the things that I have to do is, well, I more than have to, I want to do, is I, you know, I log into all my social medias at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Obviously I'm on it all day, you know, and I get the tweets all day and I reply as much as I can and retweet as much as I can, but doing it at breakfast, lunch, and dinner gives me, you know, some sort of a schedule, which you really need, you know. Having Twitter is like having a 24/7 job, because the fans will tweet you any time of the day. They might tweet you at midnight. They might tweet you at 2 a.m., 6 a.m., any time. So having that schedule down is great. And then obviously in the morning I try to, because I also own my label. So in the morning I kind of make it like, you know, business time. I handle all my administrative work with the label. With my team, including my manager, who's also in the label with me. And we do all the administrative work in the morning. And then I have my afternoon be for my, you know, my craft and my talent. And my afternoon time is when, you know, I do my vocals, or if a performance is coming up, I'll prep my stage performance and any writing or recording. And then the evening, I'm trying to become a workout person in the morning, but so far it's not working. So I'm trying to become, I always do workouts in the evening time. Sometimes since I'm in Los Angeles, I do hikes. So that's my day.
Okay. You mentioned before about, you know, owning the label. I've noticed too on iTunes that you have the EP that came out in 2010, but you have a ton of singles. So is that kind of like your mentality? You guys are more singles oriented than full album? Like, I don't, what's your business, you know, profile like?
No, that's what I've done so far, because really all my singles that have been out previously, in 2010, that was, it wasn't really an EP, although I think it says EP. That's the way iTunes classified it.
I got it.
Since that was a dance single, there were many different dance remixes included in the single. And because obviously in dance music, for the DJs, you want the extended mix and, you know, all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So iTunes classified it as an EP, since there were several singles within a single. But that was really a single. And so far I've done all singles, because I've really just been, you know, coming into myself as an artist. It takes, you know, so much time, especially me, because I've been handling all the business as well. Of course, with my team, but, you know, I do a lot of the business. So it's so much work all the time. And I've grown so much over the years, whereas I finally am settled in, you know, where I am ready to be. And now I can take it to the next level musically. And I love all my previous music. The singles have all done well and everything's great, but I'm really excited because this fall I am releasing, you know, an album. So it's an EP at this point with like six songs, but it could turn into a full album. So I'm not sure, you know, which way that's going to go, but I've been writing this EP for over a year, and it's really, you know, a full-fledged story within an album. So I'm really excited about it.
Can you just give us a little bit of the inside you know, scoop? Like, what's this story going to be about? How is it different from your other stuff?
Yeah. My other stuff, for me, although I love it, and it was me. It really was more of like a lot of times understanding and just kind of connecting with the whole process of recording. Also at that time, there were so many co-writers coming into my life that it was kind of like deciphering, you know, which ones were for me and mm-hmm. who's not. And so now, you know, I have a couple co-writers that I absolutely love, and I'm really more close with them now. So I feel more comfortable, and I have just gotten rid of all those walls and all those fears, and now I am in creative control and nobody else is. So now that's why it's going to be better than ever, because it's 100% my creative control, and the writing is now I'm writing more than I ever have before. So it's all me, it's all my story. And I think there's much more depth to it.
Okay. How do you think that's going to change your sound?
Definitely it has more depth, and the vocals have really came to a new place as well. Everything is 100 times more, you know, although a lot of the songs are fun, it's more emotion. Mm-hmm. More emotion in my vocals, more emotion in my tone, more emotion in the writing, and more depth. And again, that all comes with experience. A lot of times new artists, it's just so new, and mm-hmm. so many people are coming into your life, all these random producers and writers, and you kind of like, and this kind of goes back to the other question, but it's important to kind of reiterate or go further with what I was saying. Especially when you're new, you don't really know how, you know, everyone's like this amazing producer or this amazing writer, and mm-hmm. you're kind of like, how much can I say right now? You know, I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to step on any toes. How far can I go? What can I say? And now I'm just past all of that. So again, it's all me. I don't have to worry about what anyone thinks. I can tell a producer what I want without worrying if I've offended them. I can go and tell the writer, you know, this is what I've written so far. This is what I want. This is my song that I've created. Now I want some contrast. So why don't you bring in your ideas too? And let's, you know, make this more colorful. You know, different things like that. I'm in charge now. So that's why it's extremely different now.
Okay. Can you just take us through the whole process to, I don't want to say cover because it's a very different song, but to kind of like take that Beastie Boys, you know, song, Fight, and just make it your own. How did that all happen?
Well, it was me and the producers. We decided to do this. I wanted something very girl power. I also wanted something that, you know, where you could take the lyrics of the song and kind of use the lyrics as a metaphor for anything that you're fighting for in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm talking about, you know, you're not getting paid at your job enough, but it could be anything really that you're going through. So everyone's fighting for something. And also, have fun while you're at it, because I always say work hard and play hard.
I read online that the band, in some way, they kind of endorsed your version of the song. Can you just elaborate on that, how that all happened?
Oh, well, yeah. It definitely had to be endorsed by them, or else it wouldn't have gotten made.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Rubin had to personally approve it. The Beastie Boys had to personally approve it. This was recorded back in 2010. So, you know, it's been a long time going, and they gave their stamp of approval. I was so happy. Rick Rubin could have just said no, and he said yes, and that made all the difference. And because they said yes, then it had to be licensed by Sony and Universal. But I could not have released it without their stamp of approval.
Okay. Who are some of your inspirations musically? Who do you look up to?
Gosh, I just have so many musicians that I love. So that is like really difficult question, but one day I have one person that I like, and I'll tell you why. One day I really want to do a Broadway show. Mm-hmm. I just love the whole theater and the performance aspect. So I really like Justin Timberlake because he's also an actor, and he just kind of brings it all a full round circle. You know, he's a great singer, performer, dancer, but he also is a good actor. A lot of times, you know, a singer or a performer will try to do acting and it just doesn't work out for mm-hmm. whatever reason. And I do believe that Justin Timberlake is a very good actor. So I like seeing that because for me, I love being a full-fledged performer.
Okay, what are your goals for the rest of the year?
Well, I'm finishing my EP and I'm getting ready for my fall release because the first single off my EP will be another radio release and it'll be on this fall. So I'm excited about that. We'll see what happens and I hope it does well, but just preparing for that is crazy. And the song is, my single Fight is still in radio rotation, including Sirius XM's 20 on 20. So, you know, constantly just, you know, keeping in touch with the fans all year. And again, just kind of getting ready for this fall release because I've just kind of been doing this campaign for Fight and I got exhausted. I just got off tour. I was on tour all of March. So just getting some rest in is another goal before the second release.